This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, and others, trooped into the well. Some members also reached near the Lok Sabha Speaker's chair, raising slogans against the Union Home Minister. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. In the morning, when the House met for the day, opposition parties protested on the remarks of Mr. Shah. Some protesting members also trooped into the well. Amid pandemonium, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m., the incident related to the injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in Parliament House complex was raised in the upper house. BJP MP Phangnon Konyak alleged that leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, misbehaved with her during a protest outside Parliament. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju demanded an apology from Mr. Gandhi and Congress over the incident in which two BJP MPs got injured. The minister also alleged that the behaviour of Mr. Gandhi lowered the dignity of Parliament. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, also spoke over the issue and condemned the incident. Mr. Nadda said the Congress has been exposed during the debate on the Constitution in Parliament as the opposition party tried to undermine the Constitution during its rule. He also demanded a censure motion should be brought to condemn today's incident in which two BJP MPs got injured and a woman MP was heckled. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed the House that Phangnon Konyak has approached him over the incident and he's looking into it. Tiruchi Siva of DMK countered the allegations that Rahul Gandhi pushed the BJP MPs. He said that it was Mr. Gandhi who was pushed when he was entering the Parliament building. Earlier, when the House met for the day, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs over the remarks of Mr. Shah and other issues. Opposition members from Congress, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others raised slogans against the Home Minister. The chairman urged for order in the House, but in vain. Later, he adjourned the House till 2 p.m. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a protest in Parliament House today. Talking to media, senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur said in their complaint at Parliament Street Police Station, they mentioned in detail the incident that happened today outside Parliament. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a complaint against the BJP. Talking to media, senior party leader Digvijay Singh said, "It was decided that we will stage a protest march from the statue of B.R. Ambedkar to Makar Dwar of Parliament, but BJP leaders gathered at the Makar Dwar creating ruckus." He added that in this incident, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge fell and both of his knees were injured. The government today said that it has taken serious note of several reports of incidents of violence against Hindus and other minorities regarding attacks on their homes and business establishments, temples and religious places across Bangladesh. In a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh informed that the government has taken a serious note of these incidents and shared its concern with the government of Bangladesh. Mr. Singh said, so far, Government of Bangladesh has reportedly arrested 70 people and 88 cases have been registered in connection with violence involving minorities. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this act of as an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.